present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, where jokes and laughter get on like a horse on fire. You join us today at the famous Almeida Theatre in historic Islington. A settlement here was first mentioned in Anglo-Saxon times as Gislandun, or Hill of Gisla, close to the site where Boadicea fought the Romans at Islington Spa before taking them on at Camden Sainsbury's. Fleeing from London in 1327, Edward II was captured here in what was then Middlesex Forest. He later suffered a painful death at the hands of a torturer wielding a red-hot poker, just after uttering those famous last words, "You know where you can stick that for a second." Later, Sir Walter Raleigh came to live in nearby Upper Street, where after introducing potatoes and tobacco, he opened his famous bicycle factory. It soon became fashionable at court to be seen riding either the Raleigh Tourer or the Raleigh BMX, while it was rumoured Queen Elizabeth I made private visits to enjoy herself on the sturdy Raleigh Chopper. These days, Islington is known as the haunt of fashionable media types and showbiz glitterati. But it's not all about successful, urbane, well-known celebrities. Not by a long chalk. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Sandy Toksvig and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And please welcome our lovely scorer, who keeps the teams in order and is always prepared to take them in hand, the charming Samantha. Okay, well, let's kickstart proceedings with a round of historical headlines. Before the existence of electronic news transmission, messages were sent by the military using a system of flags strung between masts to be read through powerful telescopes. This worked perfectly well until one day a young naval officer inadvertently read a washing line and promptly declared war on the Isle of Wight. Right, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the headlines that might have appeared in today's newspapers and periodicals following a certain historical event. And that event is the execution of Charles I. Who's going to start? Tim, you start.
Fashion Weekly, giant hat sale at Palace.
Brewers Weekly, King's Head relocated.
Exchange and Mart. For sale, one black curly wig, slightly frayed at edges.
The Daily Mirror, they had a competition. Spot the head and win a Teletubby.
Spaniel News. Results of Name That Breed competition.
And in The Guardian on page 5, yesterday's headline, Ring Road Cleared for Roundabouts, should have read, King, road cleared for roundheads.
US Master Butchers Monthly, Chopped Chuck Special.
And the Sun, Gotcha, Majesty.
It's now time for the popular musical round called One Song to the Tune of Another. Many people have written in asking for an explanation of this round and its somewhat confusing title. Well, interestingly enough, it actually originates from the legendary Chinese philosopher and violinist Wan Sung Tu, a man of great wisdom but notorious musical inability, who met a tragic early death when gruesomely strangled by a piece of catgut. Nothing to do with his notorious musical inability, just a piece of dinner going down the wrong way. Anyway, in this round, I'd like you teams to indulge our fancy by singing the words of one song to the tune of a completely different one. Something of an ungainly musical combination, I admit, but frankly, nothing compared with the combination of Colin Sell and the piano. Graham, I'd like you to start by singing the words of the Lambeth Walk to the tune of When You Wish Upon a Star.
Any time you're Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you will find us all doing the Lambeth Walk.
Boy.
Three little Lambeth gals with her little Lambeth pal, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth Walk.
Hoy.
Everything free and easy, do as you darn well please. Why don't you make your way there, go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk.
Oi!
Okay. You now, Tim. Tim, would you sing the words of Soul Man by Sam and Dave to the tune of The Happy Wanderer?
Coming to you on a dusty road, good loving, I've got a truckload. And baby, you've got something, so don't worry, 'cause I'm coming. I'm a soul man, yeah, I'm a soul man, I'm a soul man, yeah, I'm a soul man, got what I got the hard way. And I'll make you know every day.
Okay, Sandy now, would you sing the words of When I'm Cleaning Windows to the tune of Marlene Dietrich's delightful Lily Marley?
Now I go cleaning windows while an honest Bob. For a nosy Parker is an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be. You can see that I'm cleaning windows. Cleaning windows. Ah, honeymooning couples too, you should see them feeling cool. You'd be surprised at things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, they'll never stop. I climb this blinking ladder, I get right to the top, till I get right to the top.
Finally, Barry, would you sing the words of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang to the tune of The Can Can?
Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, you pretty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you. And in Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang, what we'll do. Near far in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, our fine friend and friend Bang Hang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bang, our fine, our friend and friend, our friend and friend, Chitty Bang.
That puts you well in the lead. It's now time for a regular round called Word for Word. The trick is that each consecutive word should be completely unconnected. So, for example, if the words tobacco and advertising were immediately followed by the... were immediately followed by the words huge and bung. That would be quite acceptable. The opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection. Okay, would you start, Tim and Sandy?
Collie Wobbles.
Flemish.
Hawk.
Liverwort.
Challenge from Barry.
Liverwort Hawk was the first actor who failed the audition to play James Bond.
Oh.
Yeah, 1961, as I remember, Liverwort Hawk.
Yeah, but he had another
the
name.
Name's Hawk. Liverwort Hawk. Amazing.
So you concede that, do you?
It's a completely different name.
All right, carry on.
Ephemeral.
Gelatin.
Challenge from Graham.
Well, gelatin is nothing if not ephemeral. Yeah. I have some with me. Oh, no, it's gone.
In that case, I accept it. Carry on. Graham and Barry, carry on.
Oh. Oval.
Challenge from Tim.
Oh, and oval are fairly close, aren't they?
So he made an oval shape with his mouth, Graham, at the moment you said oval.
What?
Tim and Sandy, you better continue, please.
Ferret.
Leatherette.
Moron.
Challenge from Graham.
I'm sorry, it's just a private dream.
They slip off, Graham. They slip off.
I think we now know where the gelatin went.
Go on then, Tim.
Dromedary.
Pants.
Boil.
Delilibate.
Grommet.
Bonk.
Challenge from Barry.
Was it Grommet from Tim, then?
Yep.
Grommet. That's another Nick Park character, the dromedary. I was a bit late with the challenge. The dromedary and Grommet was Nick Park's initial, and I wish I was dead.
It's getting closer and closer.
The next round is a literary round. It's named after Stephen Fry's autobiography. It's called Moab is My Washpot, a clear reference to the 9th century BC Hebrew-Phoenician fiefdom ruled by King Mesha, who made a bloodthirsty sacrifice of his own son on the city walls to warn off the invading Persian hordes. Hence the title of a book about a public schoolboy in 1960s Norfolk. The moving story of a struggle against life's adversity related by Moab is My Washpot has inspired our own Barry Cryer to write his autobiography, Rehab is My Tosspot. But not all autobiographies are so obviously self-explanatory as Stephen's or Barry's, and I brought along a selection of obscure titles which I'd like the teams to identify. OK, I'll announce the titles and you try to guess the answers. And let's keep it quick, please, because there's quite a few of them. First one is Bears and Forebears.
That's Goldilocks, the later years.
No, it's the answer is Michael Bond, the creator of Paddington.
That's much funnier.
Who'd have thought it?
Here's one, My Life as a Prostitute.
Anne Widdecombe. Fab.
Beats all that leatherette stuff.
The answer is Dolores French, who was a former prostitute. In Bed with an Elephant.
Mrs. Nicholas Soames.
Hannibal, What I Did on My Holiday.
Mrs. Barbar. Sorry, I just want to make up for the Anne Widdecombe gag.
Very close, Sandy. Just Ludovic Kennedy. Goodbye, Soldier.
Dale Winton.
Volume 2. Follow-up to Hello, Sailor.
Now, that was, of course, Spike Milligan. A right royal bastard, Serves Me Right, and A Bolt from the Blue. It's a trilogy.
That's Her Majesty the Queen celebrating her wedding anniversary. I'm never going to work again, am I?
Now, the answer's Sarah Miles. Now, a talent to annoy.
Pol Pot.
He had these annoying, irritating...
Yeah.
What is he? Got your nerves, Paul.
Edgy.
It was actually Nancy Mitford. A clean sweep.
Sooty.
I'm sorry to tell you that it was actually a book by Air Marshal Sir Ivor Brown.
Have you?
Ivor Brown what?
Known to the lads as Sooty.
Okay, Private Face.
Field Marshal Face. The early years.
That was Robert Browning. A Bag of Boiled Sweets.
Neil Hamilton, My Price, The Early Years.
Fear of 50.
The English cricket team.
That was Erica Jong. Time on the Grass.
President Clinton.
I'll or... see you in hail first.
No, it was Bobby Robson.
Oh.
It's time now for a round called Sponsorship. I'm sure you'll all be familiar with the concept of sponsorship. I recently gave my small nephew 10 pence for every mile he managed to run. Which in London is a lot better value than a courier. Now, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to act out some recently sponsored programs or events in a style that reflects their revised status. And we'll start with you, Tim and Sandy. Will you provide a version of Animal Hospital as sponsored by the British Field Sports Society?
G'day, welcome to Animal Hospital. Now, I'm going to start today's thrilling program with a completely purposeless walk down this street, and then I'm going to enter this hospital where we've got a delightful vet. Patrick, how are you?
Well, Rolf. It is Rolf, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I've got these six baby fox cubs, and they're only a few weeks old.
Aren't they delightful? Are they blind?
They probably will be, yes.
And what are you going to give them there, Patrick?
A 10-second start, I thought.
It's like working with Francis of Assisi.
Now, here, Rolf, we've got something you don't often see in a vet surgery.
Oh, good Lord. Chorus dancers.
No. It's a stag, and it's got a bullet wound in the upper part of its rear falling. Now, Rolf, you spend quite a lot of time with animals. You probably got
some... Well, I don't want you to discuss that, but...
what do you think we should do with this stag?
All right, let's see now. From a veterinarian point of view, a stag with a bullet wound, I think I would stand behind a tree and blast its head off.
That's just what I had in mind.
Bang! Oh, that is fat. Look at that. You get so much more animal for your money that way. Actually, I brought in a little something for you to see. It's very dear to my heart. It nearly died, actually. It had to be revived several times, and I'm very, very fond of it.
What is it, Rolf?
It's my career.
Well, I think I can help you with that, sir.
Okay, Barry and Graham, would you please provide a version of Crime Watch, as sponsored by the Vegetarian Society?
Hello, and first tonight, take a look at this. It's an artist's impression of a banana. Have you seen it? Or perhaps you've seen one like it. A bunch of them were seen hanging around Brixton Market late on Tuesday night, and their movements over the next 3 hours are unknown. But just after midnight, a pensioner slipped on a banana's skin outside the Dog and Bucket, as you can see in this reconstruction. There he goes. Inspector Sprout, you're urging the public to come forward.
Yes, but very carefully.
Yes.
Do not approach them. Ring this number, 555.
And, Inspector, do you know where the bananas are now?
We believe they've split.
They've split, right. And I believe you're looking into another case as well.
Yes, it's our old friend, the cauliflower. He's been spotted outside another building society in Finchley, captured on this security camera.
Right, there it is. And it's not doing very much, is it?
No. Biding his time, we'll be keeping an eye on it.
And I believe you want to eliminate these potatoes from your inquiries.
Yes, King Edwards, ruddy complexion, dark eyes, 34p a pound.
Right. Well, that's it for tonight. Thank you, Inspector Sprout and WPCP.
Good night.
That's a surprise, P. Bye-bye for now. Don't have nightmares.
Don't worry, I won't.
Okay, we have time now for a special round called Celebrity What's My Line. It's based on the erstwhile TV panel game where contestants had to guess a person's occupation by asking questions to which he or she could answer only yes or no. For example, if the answers to three questions, are you a great conversationalist, are you good at geography, and have you ever taken a driving test, were all no, then the guest was obviously a minicab driver. Anyway, in our version of the game, I'll be asking the teams to guess the occupation of a mystery celebrity guest. So, will you please welcome tonight's mystery celebrity, Dame Judi Dench. Welcome, Dame Judi, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Before I ask the teams to guess precisely what it is you do for a living, perhaps we can help. We can help them a bit by finding out a little bit about you. So, have you come far?
Yes, I've come halfway across the world to be here tonight.
What was the weather like?
I didn't notice.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yes.
And what's your star sign?
Sagittarius.
Okay, well, I'll shortly be asking Dame Judi to perform a short mime of her occupation. But before I do, here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Dame Judi is an actress. Dame Judi is an actress.
Now, Dame Judi, if you'd care to start your mime, please. If you'd start your mime now, please.
Oh, careful.
Oh, dear. She'll have somebody's eye out.
Incredibly flexible, yeah.
Mm. Okay, Tim and Sandy, you can start questioning now.
Well, Sandy, you better ask, as you're from the same part of the world.
Sorry?
Dame Judi.
Oh, right. Okay, yes, sorry. Fishing, herring, pastries, I'm thinking. Very much in the right area. Are you Scandinavian?
No.
Right. Can anyone do this?
No.
Over to you, Graham and Barry.
Yes, it's not Dane, it's Dame, isn't
it? Oh, yes. Sorry. Sorry.
Right. Maybe
I feel a fool now.
Yeah.
Maybe the hunt clue in that. Are you closely associated with pantomime?
No.
Have you ever slept with anyone famous?
I prefer not to answer that.
Speaking of Panto, I'm at Windsor this year.
Yes, but he's on his own.
Is that your own hair?
What there is of it.
What are we getting
steeple
into?
Steeplejack?
No. Just looking at you, I'm thinking athletics. Am athletics. I in the right area?
No.
Baring Graham.
Yes, I can't help thinking that pantomime was sort of a
I think you're homing in on it.
Do you work at all in the theatre?
Yes.
Is that before or after the show?
Is this anything to do with ice cream?
Everything to do with ice cream.
God, it's tricky, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Have we had 20 questions yet?
What?
This is your alarm call.
Nobody said anything about 20 questions. That's a different... It's a different game altogether.
I'm trying to get a thing about your seniority at work. If you were in a group situation at work...
Are you talking to me?
No, I never address you directly, Humphrey. If you were in a group situation at work, do you tend to command respect from your co-workers, or do they just let you bang on till it's their turn?
Let you bang on till it's their turn.
Oh, you're an actress.
Who was that?
What's it, yeah. Okay. It's just time for a final round of Pensioners Film Club. Samantha tells me she has to nip out to help an old man next door who has trouble using his stair lift. She goes in every night to put him on downstairs and then pulls him off on the landing. So while she's away, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to prove popular with an audience of senior citizens. And Graham, will you start, please?
Zimmer Holiday with Cliff Richards.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Senior Citizen Kane.
Honey, I've Shrunk.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Dentures.
The cook, his wife, his false teeth, and the lodger.
Gone with the Wind.
Deaf in Venice.
The Gums of Navarone.
The Meals on Wheels lady always rings twice.
Fred Astaire Lift and Ginger Codgers doing the Incontinental.
Bring me the truss of that.
Sean Doddery in Thunderball.
Paint your wig on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the rogue purple underpants of time begin their assault on the white's only wash cycle of destiny, and the twin buttocks of fate are sucked into the malfunctioning chemical toilet of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from Samantha, myself, the teams, and the lovely people of Islington, it's goodbye.
Deborah Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Sandy Toksvig were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.